Ladies and gentlemen, we present 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth.
Hello, everyone. My name is... Just a moment, I have it written down somewhere. Ah, here we are, Harry Worth. Now, the program you're about to hear is called The Holiday. Holidays, aren't they wonderful? Now, everyone, I feel, should have a holiday. Even if you don't feel like one, it does you good. It's a change. You can go back home fit enough to work and poor enough to have to. You know, I was thinking the other day, isn't it amazing how many of us go to the same place year after year for our holidays? And I'm no exception. Year after year, I've been going to Bognor Regis until last year when I said to myself, Harry, this has got to stop. And I knew by the way I said it, I meant it. I said, this, going to Bognor Regis the first 2 weeks in August, has got to stop. Make a change. And last year I did. I went the first 2 weeks in September. Auntie and I once went on a cycling holiday. We set off down Acacia Avenue. And when we got to the bottom, Auntie turned left and I turned right, which was rather unfortunate because we were riding a tandem. Yes. We had our photographs taken sitting on the bicycle. It turned out very well. I wish you could see it. You can see quite plainly I'm at the front and Auntie's behind. No! Hey! Oh, I do beg your pardon. I hope Auntie doesn't hear that, although she won't listen to me when I'm on the radio. She says, when I'm on the air, it isn't fit to breathe. Well, old Dr. Bell once suggested I take a holiday. By the way, Dr. Bell is my doctor. I don't think he's a very good doctor. He can't be. All his patients are ill. Anyway, this year I said to myself, Harry, I said, why not go abroad? And taken unawares of the question, I replied, yes, why not? So having made up my mind, I got out my trunks and my other vest, and I went to see a travel agent in London.
Oh. Good morning, sir.
Ah, and a very good morning to you. Very good morning. Is this the Atlas Travel Agency, Charing Cross Road?
It is, sir, yes.
I'm at the right place.
What can I do for you, Mr.
Worth? Harry Worth, Mr.
Lloyd.
Ah, well,
yes, Charles Lloyd.
Ah, well, it's nice to meet you, Mr. Lloyd.
Well, now, how can I help you?
Well, that's very kind of you, but there again, when I came in here and I saw you, I said to myself, there's a man I could get along with, you know. He would be a good friend.
Oh, how very, very kind.
Yes.
Thank you, yes, thank you, sir. Now, what is it to be now? A Mediterranean cruise, a few days on the continent, a flight to the Bahamas? Oh, you name it, we have it.
Good, good. Could you tell me the way to the bus station?
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, the bus station. Can you tell me how to get to it?
Well, I really couldn't say where it is, sir.
This is a travel agency, isn't it?
Well, of course it is.
Yes. You can't tell me where the bus station is. I am surprised. That's the word. I'm very surprised.
Yes, well, now, just a moment, sir. Just a moment, and I'll look in the directory.
Thank you very much. And perhaps you could also find out for me, at the same time, how the buses run to Monte Carlo.
Yes, sir. Monte Carlo?
Yes. It's in Monaco.
I know where it is, Mr. Worth, but I think you ought to know that you can't catch a bus from here to Monte Carlo.
No, no, you're right. No. I shall probably have to change at Paris, I know that.
I don't think you quite understand, Mr. Worth. You can't just go abroad without making arrangements.
Ah, yes, but I have made all my arrangements. I've cancelled the milk and the newspapers. Oh, and I've left Tiddles with Auntie.
Oh, but what about a hotel?
No, Tiddles would not be happy in an hotel. Apart from that, he is very fond of Auntie, you know.
Yes, well, now, look, you don't seem to realize that there's quite a complicated procedure involved in going abroad.
Complicated? Is there really?
Oh, quite well, yes, yes. Now, there's the question of meals, you know, for one thing. Now, just take this coach trip here, you see.
Oh, yes. Thank you, yes. Good. I do think I could have a seat next to the driver.
Mr. Worth, I am trying to explain some of the difficulties if you attempt to go abroad on your own without me to help you.
Oh, I appreciate your kindness. I'm delighted you're coming with me. Because, you see, when I came in here, I saw you, I said to myself, there's a man I could get along with. He would be a good friend.
I am not coming with you.
Oh, what a pity. I think we would have got along well together. I do, really.
Mr. Worth, I am using this coach trip merely as an example. 32 people are going for a fortnight to Switzerland.
32 people, fortnight Switzerland, yes?
Now, because they have come to us for their holiday requirements, we have been able to arrange to book their meals at the same time as they take their holiday. Now, I'm sure this makes sense to you.
I should hope so, yes. It'd be rather inconvenient, though, for them to take their holidays in August and have to wait till September for their meals.
Mr. Worth, I'm just trying to express myself more clearly. Look,
Well, if you insist, I thought you were doing very well. I did really.
Well, now, just a moment. No. I am traveling to Monte Carlo.
Ah, good, you've changed your mind. Yes. Well, I'm very glad. I'm pleased because when I came in here, I saw you and I said to myself,
there's a man I could get along with. He would be a good friend. Yes.
Did you really? Well, that's very strange. I said the very same thing to myself.
I'm not coming with you to Monte Carlo. I was merely trying to give you an example. Just supposing. Only supposing.
Yes, supposing.
Now, supposing I were going to Monte Carlo now, what would I need?
Would you need?
Something very important.
Yes, something very important.
Now, please, think carefully, Mr. Wells.
Yes, yes. change of underwear.
I would need my passport, which I presume you haven't got.
No, I haven't got your passport. Have you lost it?
Have you got a passport of your own?
No, I haven't.
Well, then we must work fast. Now, I'll just consult my ledger here.
Oh, very well.
Just a moment, please. Now, let me see. Yes. Now, you seem to be in luck, Mr. Worth, I think. It just so happens that we do have a cancellation for Monte Carlo on a plane leaving tonight.
Oh, have you? Oh, good, good.
Yes. It will mean pulling a few strings.
It sounds a peculiar sort of plane to me. Tell me, is it safe?
Mr. Worth, yes. Please. Would you like to be up there with that plane?
Well, I'd rather be up there with it than without it. Shall we consider?
Well, then we must try and get you a passport before tonight. Now, I have a passport application form here, which we will just have to fill in.
Yes, I will.
Ah, then. Now, I take it that you were not born in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, India, Pakistan, the Federation of Rhodesia and Nyasaland, Ceylon, Ghana, or any British protectorate, mandated or federal territory, or in any other foreign country. Well?
Would you mind repeating the question?
Where were you born?
Ah, where was I born? Woodbridge General Hospital, according to my birth certificate.
British?
Ah, yes, and proud of it.
Yes, now then. Has your name ever been changed other than by marriage?
Yes.
That is to say, you see, have you ever been called anything else other than Harry Worth?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. What was it?
Dimples.
I see. Thank you. Dimple.
Dimples.
Dimples?
Auntie used to call me that when I was a small boy.
Colored hair?
Brown, but unfortunately, slightly graying at the temples.
Brown? Color of eyes?
Like the hair, but without the graying at the temples.
Any special peculiarities?
Isn't that a rather personal question?
Look, I'll put it a little more clearly. Have you any scars on your body anywhere?
Yes, yes, there is one.
Yes, where?
It's about the same place as the dimple now.
And where is the dimple?
Where is the...
Well, never mind, then.
No, it would be very embarrassing having that on my passport, wouldn't it?
Yes, it will. Now, listen carefully.
Yes, I am listening.
Now, I want you to take this form to a photographer and ask him to take two photographs, making sure they comply with regulations in Section 3, full face. Then, take the form and the photographs and have them certified by a responsible person, such as a member of parliament, police officer, or bank official. Bring them back, and with a bit of luck, we'll get you on that plane tonight. Now, is that quite clear?
Oh, yes, perfectly. I'm to take this to a photographer's, looking full in the face. After having had my photograph taken, I go to the Houses of Parliament, the bank, or the police station to get myself certified.
Rodney Price, photographer of distinction. Mrs. Harper. Oh, yes, your photographs. Yes, they are ready. Your call this afternoon? Oh, very well. You will remember to bring your ticket with you, won't you? Yes, we have such trouble finding the photographs without a ticket. It's our system, you know. Thank you. Goodbye.
Is there anyone in?
Hello, shop. Anybody in? Is there anyone in?
Oh, I want Mr. Rodney Price.
There's no need to shout and bang like that. There's a perfectly good buzzer here you could use.
Oh, so there is. Thank you for the information. I will address it. Doesn't seem to work. Nobody's coming.
Hi, Mr. Price.
Oh, are you really? Do forgive me. I am sorry.
What is it you want?
Well, I called for a couple of photographs.
Oh. Well, could I have your ticket, please?
No, I'm afraid you can't. I haven't got my ticket yet. You see, I can't get the ticket till I get the photographs.
Oh, come, sir. I ought to know the procedure. You get the ticket first, before you get the photographs.
Are you sure?
Well, of course it is we who give you the ticket in the first place.
I see you have an arrangement with the airline. I should have come to see you first and cut out the middleman. Still, I suppose Mr. Lloyd has the lid.
You have had a photograph taken.
Oh, of course, yes, indeed.
Oh, good. For a moment, I thought perhaps you hadn't. Well, I'll just look it up in the book. What name?
Worth, Harry Worth.
When was it taken?
Easter, last Easter.
Last Easter. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive.
Well, that's strange. I've no record of it.
No, it doesn't surprise me. I don't remember seeing you on the Ponds End Bowling Club outing.
Bowling club outing?
Yes, we pulled up at this tea shop and the driver took a snap of Auntie and me by the sundial.
We appear to be talking at cross purposes. Oh, just a minute. You've come to have a photograph taken.
Yes, a passport photograph.
Oh, right. Well, we'll do them immediately. Would you sit over there?
Over here?
Yes, on that chair.
Right.
It would be easier if you'd face the camera, Mr.
Well, of course. Carry on.
Thanks. We'll just go under the cloth and have a look. Here we are. That's funny, I can't see you. Where are you?
Here I am, next to you.
Go back and sit in the chair.
Oh, very well.
Now, you keep quite still. Hold it. What are you doing now?
But it's my nose is itching, you see.
Never mind, hold it.
Very well, if you wish that. Carry on.
Stop your nose. Hold your position. I'm going to take you now. Got you at last. Well, that's it, Mr. Worth. If you'd like to call back in half an hour.
Just a moment. You haven't finished yet, have you?
I beg your pardon.
Well, you've only taken one. I want a two.
Mr. Worth, we print them from the negative. I could give you 500 if you wanted.
In half an hour? You're a very quick worker.
Hello, Miss Taylor. Are there any more of my constituents waiting to see me before I go back to the house? Who? Mr. Worth? Woodbridge. Oh, yes, all right. Send him in. Worth? No, I don't know that name. Come in.
Ah, excuse me. Are you the MP for Woodbridge?
Yes.
Hooray.
You must be Mr. Worth.
I see you remember me. Well, it's not surprising, really, is it? After all, I did vote for you at the last election. Craig for Woodbridge.
My name is Johnson.
Well, tell me, who was this fellow Craig?
My opponent.
Ah, yes, of course he was. I voted for the two of you.
And what do you want? I must warn you that I haven't a great deal of time. I'm expected back in the house in a few minutes.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't like to keep you from your wife waiting. So I will come straight to the point.
Good.
I've come here for you to certify me.
Certify you?
Certify me. I want you to sign my passport application. You see, you are in section 3 between the police officer and Dr. Bell. Now, it's no use going to Dr. Bell because he's on holiday. And as for the police, I thought it best to leave them out of it. So you see, you were the most obvious choice.
Do you mean to say that you've come here and interrupted my work just to ask me to sign this form?
No. There's the photographs as well.
Really, Mr. Worth, I always try to help my constituents wherever possible, but I think you're going too far.
Yes, true. It's further than I've ever been before, but...
You know what they say, travel broadens the mind, doesn't it?
This is most irregular, Mr. Worth. Surely you're aware that I can't possibly sign these forms for you?
Well, why? Now, why not?
It states quite clearly in the regulations that whoever signs them must be personally acquainted with the applicant. Now, to my knowledge, we've never even met before.
Now, allow me to correct you. We met on the night you were elected. Your celebration ball.
Did we?
Yes, if you remember, I excused you during the Paul Jones. We danced several steps together before you pointed out, and quite rightly so, that I should be dancing with the lady. I've been going to tell you I thought you cha-cha'd very well.
Thank you. I'm afraid you don't quite appreciate the position, Mr. Worth. These regulations have been drawn up to prevent passports falling into the hands of the wrong persons. That is why whoever signs must have known the applicant for some time. After all, anyone can say their name is Harry Worth, but can they prove it? How do I know you are Harry Worth?
Yes, you've got a point. I thought of something. The answer's simple. Just read what it says here on my shirt collar.
I beg your pardon?
Read it. Now, what does it say? Next to the size.
TK512.
Well, there you are, then.
Now, what does that prove?
It proves that I send my shirts to the laundry for a start. Now, if you telephone them and ask them who laundry mark TK512 is...
I know. They'll say it is Harry Worth.
They'll say George Grimshaw. Isn't it intriguing? You see, my laundry mark is TK511, and we're always getting our shirts mixed up. But if you care to get in touch with Mr. Grimshaw, you'll find he's wearing my shirt.
I have no intention of getting in touch with Mr. Grimshaw.
You haven't?
Mr. Worth, you did say you were leaving the country, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Give me the form. There we are, all signed.
And thank you very, very much.
Now, if you'll excuse me, Mr. Worth, I've got a very busy day ahead of me. My bill has been discussed in the House today.
Oh, I am sorry about your bill. Is he in some sort of trouble?
Travel agency?
Yes, Constable, yes. Can I help you?
Do you know Mr. Harry Worth?
Oh, I'm afraid I do, yes. But what's he been up to?
Oh, we found this passport application and photographs outside Westminster Abbey, and as your name and address was on the envelope, we thought we'd better bring it round here.
Oh, thank you very much, yes.
All in the line of duty, sir. I must say, from his photograph, he looks an odd sort of character.
That is an understatement. He telephoned me an hour ago to say he was just getting on the tube on his way back from Westminster.
Well, he should be here by now. It's only 5 minutes from Westminster.
Not when you go via Watford Junction, it isn't.
Watford Junction?
How anybody can get on the tube at Westminster to come here to Charing Cross only two stops away and end up at Watford Junction just beats me, really.
Well, I think I can help you there. I've just done it.
Mr. Worth.
Oh, so you're Mr. Worth.
How do you do, Constable? Nice to meet you. You thinking of going on a holiday?
Look, Mr. Worth, where is your passport application form?
Ah, yes, I got it all right. It's right here in my pocket.
Is it?
Oh, dear. Oh, my, I've been robbed. How lucky for me you're here, Constable. Obviously, a pickpocket has been at work.
Mr. Worth, I have it.
Mr. Lloyd, and you have such an honest face.
This envelope and contents were found outside Westminster Abbey.
Ah, yes. I called in there to test the acoustics in the Whispering Gallery.
For your information, the Whispering Gallery is in St. Paul.
I thought I were getting some odd looks.
I see what you meant, Mr. Lloyd. I'd better be going.
Cheerio, Constable.
Now, before we go to the passport office, there's just the question of money. Now, how much were you thinking of taking?
How much do you suggest I take?
Well, under the International Monetary Agreement, the government allow you £250 foreign travel allowance.
Do they really?
Yes.
I must say that's very generous of them. It will come in very handy over there, yes.
Mr. Worth,
yes.
The money is yours.
Yes, I suppose it is, really. After all, I do buy a stamp every week. Nevertheless, it's amazing how it mounts up.
What I mean is you have to provide your own money.
Ah, but you just said...
I know what I said, and I know what you thought I said. Just take my word for it, please. It'll be much quicker in the long run.
Oh, very well. Anything to speak, it's alone.
Good, good. Now, in order to save time, I suggest we change your money now.
As you wish.
Yes, right. Now, good. Now, what would you like us to change?
Have you got two separate shillings for a two-shilling piece? It's for the meter, you see.
Mr. Worth.
Yes.
Would you do me a favor?
I've been more than happy to do you a favor. Now, what is it?
Trust me. Now, that is all I ask. Please, trust me.
But I assure you I trust you. I do, really.
Good, good, good. Yes. Now, I'm going to arrange for you to take £20 in francs.
But, yes, yes.
And £30 in traveler's checks. Now, don't ask me why.
Why?
I said, don't ask me why.
But I wasn't asking you why you were letting me take the money. I was asking you why. I haven't got to ask why.
Never mind why.
There's no need to shout. After all, I trust you.
Yes, thank you. Well, now, I think that's about everything.
Yes. One more thing that is worrying me.
Yes.
The language. I do want them to understand me.
If they do, it'll be a miracle.
No, it won't. It will be because my phrase book. I've been learning some very useful phrases. Now, listen to this. Ou est l'entrée de l'hôpital? Je perds ma pari bleue.
Do you know what you've just said?
No idea whatsoever, but I'm sure it will come in very useful.
Oh, I'm sure it will, Mr. Worth.
Yes.
Where is the entrance to the hospital? I have lost my umbrella.
Well, there you are. It's very useful. I'm always losing my umbrella.
Now, look, don't you realize that it's getting very, very late now? We've still a lot to do. There's your passport to get, the travel tickets. Now, if we're going to get you to Monte Carlo tonight, we'll have to hurry.
Yes.
Yes. Right. I'd better get you a taxi.
I thought you said we were going by plane.
British European Airways announced the arrival of their flight number 403 from Brussels.
Your passport's quite in order, sir. You join flight 217 for Madrid at gate number 3.
Oh, thank you.
Next.
Ah, bonjour, monsieur. Je suis anglais, Angleterre, Woodbury, England.
You'll have plenty of time for that when you get over there, sir.
Oh. Ah, yes, over there. Dear, dear Monte Carlo.
Oh, you're going to Monte Carlo.
Yes.
That'll be flight number 305. It departs at 18:15 hours.
Is it? Does it really? The travel agent said 6:15, eh?
18:15 hours is the 6:15, sir.
Ah, well, thank you very much for the information, Captain.
Captain?
Yes, you are the pilot, I presume.
I'm a customs official. Now, could I see your papers, please, sir?
Well, I haven't brought any, to tell you the truth. You're welcome to borrow my library book.
Not your newspapers. I wish to see your passport. You have got a passport?
After a great deal of difficulty, yes.
May I see it, please?
Certainly. It may take a little time, but I don't mind as long as you are agreeable. Are you agreeable? You see, I have a system so that I won't lose it.
Very commendable, sir.
Now, we start with my diary, which reads as follows. Passport. See inside pocket of sports coat.
And where is your sports coat, sir?
Ah, now this is where the system really starts. Sports coat.
Now come along, sir. I haven't got all day.
Well, I did say it may take a little time. Now, didn't I? Ah, here we are. Sports coat. See suitcase. And here it is.
Ah, thank you. Now, have you got the key?
Certainly, and it's quite safe. I keep it on a piece of string.
And where is this piece of string?
Inside the suitcase.
How can I open this case if I haven't got the key?
Well, it's very, very simple, really. You see, there are two little catches. One at each end. If you just press them like this, then you can lift the lid. Voila!
Why didn't you tell me it was unlocked?
Yes,
no, don't answer that. Just get your passport.
Very well, it's under here somewhere. Cornflakes. Marmalade. Prunes. Luncheon meat.
Just a moment. What's all this?
Cornflakes, marmalade, prunes.
Yes, but what's the idea? You're not going camping, are you?
No, but I've read about these continental breakfasts. I thought I'd take my own provisions. I always like to start the day off with a very good meal, you see.
Well, you'll have a job getting all this through on the other side.
Will I really?
Yes, it's obvious you've never been abroad before.
No, I have not, apart from Wales.
I think I ought to tell you in confidence, sir.
That Wales is not abroad, I know.
The French customs are pretty hot.
You don't have to tell me that. I saw a film at the Continental Cinema last week. There was a girl there.
Yes. Never mind that. What about your passport?
Yes, remember how we started out?
See inside pocket of sports coat, which in turn led us to the green suitcase, and so to this.
Well, there's your sports coat on top.
Yes, it is. I put my hand in the inside pocket, and here we are.
Well, that's not a passport. It's another note.
It is another note. Read what it says.
Your passport is in your overcoat.
And where is my overcoat?
You're wearing it.
There you are. My system is perfect. My passport can never fall into wrong hands.
Well, strange as it may seem, your passport appears to be in order. There you are, Mr. Worth. Oh, what's this inside?
Oh, that's money. I'm going to bring a few things back for my auntie. Cognac, perfume, couple of watches, cameras, and all that sort of thing.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I understand they're much cheaper over there. Is there anything I can bring back for you? A few hundred cigarettes, possibly?
No, thank you. I think it's only fair to warn you that if you try and bring anything back through the customs without declaring it, you're liable to a very heavy fine. Evading duty is a very serious offense.
Really? Well, I'm glad you warned me about that. Now, perhaps you could advise me on the best method of smuggling them in without being caught.
You realize what you're speaking to? I'm a customs officer.
Yes, I know you're a customs officer. After all, you know all the little dodgers, don't you?
I think I'd better watch out for you when you come back from Monte Carlo.
Thank you very much, and I, in turn, will watch out for you.
Attention, please. Will a Mr. Worth, traveling to Monte Carlo, please report to Gate 3 immediately?
You'd better get down there.
Yes, he might be a relative of mine.
It's you!
Oh, of course, Monte Carlo, here I come. Raining again. Still, it's got a bad view of the harbor from here. Very picturesque with all the boats. Pity I got on the wrong plane. Nevertheless, I do like Grimsby.
First, 30 minutes worth of Harry Worth. The people he confused were Derek Garner, Anthony Sharp, John Graham, Edwin Apps, and Brian Truitt. The recorded program was written by Vince Powell and Frank Roscoe and produced by James Casey.